Hello and welcome to This Might Be The News. My name is Rory and this week I'm joined by my friend Robbie.
Hello.
And my friend Will.
Hey.
Guys, it's been ages.
It has.
Last it's time too almost... long, baby.
last time I saw you was at probably at a wedding.
It was like, in Nam.
You had the look of death in your eyes. I think we're at a wedding, but the last time we saw each other for a podcast was we were talking about prepping for the end of the world,
and
which might be appropriate on this week's episode, and we were talking about I think the Russians and Trump, so pretty much nothing has changed.
Most topics of This Might Be The News recently have probably been fairly apocalyptic, haven't they?
It does feel like it does feel like This Might Be The News might go down like well as like one of the documentations of the end of the world as we approached it slowly. It began with Brexit, then Trump, and then what we're going to cover in the facts.
Really loose, like, you know, documentation. So the documentation where they go like, wow, that's mainly cultural.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's
going to... Don't look at that for facts.
I'm not sure it's going to make it into, like, the museum of human civilization when they look back on it, the aliens.
Don't speak too quickly.
You never know. But you're both well?
Well, thanks.
Very well. Very well.
Too well.
It's, it's 11.
Robbie's sweating quite profusely.
He's sweating a lot.
Just putting me off. I'm sorry. I can just see these beads running down his ear.
He gets nervous when it comes to current affairs.
He does hit for an hour. Apparently he's showered, but
I'm not.
Like he hasn't.
When you say hit, you have to reference what hit is, because that's quite
Interval training.
Just so you know, Robbie's been working out, guys, so make sure you tell me.
It's a new me. I mean, I say it's a new me. I'm still drinking a Corona.
I always forget. I forget with you guys the tradition of like, the rider and needing to have a beer no matter what time it is. Even if it is 10:30 in the morning.
What's on the agenda?
The agenda. Okay, moving on. there's only one way to start This Might Be The News, and that is with the facts.
The facts.
So, this is pretty big news. Pretty big news, Justin.
So big that it doesn't sound like it could be real news.
This year and last year just keep throwing up surprise after surprise. So, North Korea on July the 4th announced that it had successfully launched intercontinental.
I wonder why they chose July 4th.
ICBM, intercontinental ballistic missile.
You're on Wikipedia there?
Nope.
I could swear he's glancing down at some notes.
No.
You've got your laptop open, Will. What's that about? Robbie, what is the significance?
So the significance is
of July 4th.
This is the first. Well, the significance obviously is Independence Day, so it's very opportune timing to say like, oh, by the way, we can bomb the shit out of you if you want to. Happy Independence Day, America. Because they've now successfully, supposedly, tested a intercontinental ballistic missile which can reach the shores of
America. Well, it can reach Alaska, is what they're
saying. It can reach Alaska. Bomb Sarah Palin, who gives a shit?
Yeah, well, what's Alaska got going for it?
I don't know. I was going to say, of all the states that they're threatening... Do you reckon are they quaking their boots about Alaska? If they were threatening to, you know, bomb LA, I think they might be a bit more concerned. Mm. No, I'm not, you know, if anyone from Alaska's listening, you could probably, you know, email in saying what's good about Alaska. But there's every chance it might just hit a snowdrift.
I missed that series of 24 where Jack Bauer's going to save Alaska from an immediate...
I'm fairly sure. We can hit Alaska, said no one ever. Like, what?
You can imagine that's collateral damage. You can imagine, like, the White House meetings going... Okay, right. If it's Alaska, we can take the hit. We won't start on each other.
Alaska mainly bears.
Yeah,
they've actually got a quite a large defence line in Alaska.
Yeah,
ever since the Second World War.
That's where they'll hide all their stuff, isn't it?
They've got 44 missile interceptors.
It's like how it's, you know, in the UK, we put all of our, you know, secret shit in Scotland.
Outer Hebrides.
Yeah.
What secret shit are we keeping in Scotland?
Mate, tons of shit.
No.
So much.
Like what? All the bombs and stuff.
All the kids that go missing.
Key rings.
The kids that go missing.
Flags.
Food.
Anyway,
Chamber of Secrets.
I digress.
What the fact about this missile?
Oh yeah, the facts are. Can I give you a fact?
Yes, please.
It's called. I'm not gonna do the accent because there's no need. It's called Hwasong-14. I can't, you know, I don't, that's how I'm guessing it's pronounced.
Hwasong.
It's called,
okay.
How would you pronounce that?
I can't see it.
It's called House. Are you going to try? You can do that. Try that pretentious thing where people like Paris, like Paris, or I've been to Chile.
Yeah.
I know, but those aren't generally considered quite as racist as if you do like a.
Are they not?
Eastern.
But it, yeah. Sort of. No, I guess not. Yeah.
Our friend Ben Wainwright could probably give it a go.
What does he speak?
He speaks Mandarin.
Okay, so. Is that close to Korean? Is it?
Anyway, oh, that was some 14, and the Americans are a bit concerned.
Okay, and so do we know how? So I've got written down here, it's a two-stage missile, which I don't know what that means. You ever,
first stage, fuck off, fucking hell. Second stage,
have you ever seen, it's basically like, I feel like it's, you know, there's Alien versus Predator, this is like Austin Powers versus Independence Day. There's like,
right.
Do you know what I mean?
Here we go.
Have you ever seen,
yep,
in Austin Powers where they like Dr. Evil's talking about his missile and there's like the dot dot dots like of where it's going to go.
Yeah.
There's actually diagrams like that around on BBC News at the minute.
Dr. Evil was actually based on Kim Jong-il.
Didn't know that.
No, so, it's not true, that's why.
Now it makes sense.
I thought he was based on Blofeld.
What, did he have a cat? Did Kim Jong-il have a cat?
Sometimes the facts will be false.
Okay.
That is the thing with the facts. I've also got it written down here. So the last one, the last bomb they launched was May, and that could do 4,500 kilometres.
That was something 9, wasn't it?
Yeah, probably. And then
remember,
so this new one can do 6,500 kilometres.
Yeah,
they are getting better.
The normal one, the normal like
the ice normal, the normal intercontinental ballistic missile,
the one you can get on eBay,
the old vanilla
in the. In the military, that's what we call them. We just call them the normal ones.
Oi, Bill, grab us a normal one, would you? No, none of the special ones. We just want normal ones for today.
What are we going to need for Bin Laden?
Ooh, right, Bin Laden.
A couple of normal ones and a big one.
Yeah. That's what they did. They put him in the sea, and they just to make sure, they shoved a normal one just down into the sea, let that explode. He's definitely dead.
Tied him to a normal one. So the normal ones are only 5. So this is like bigger than normal.
I know. This what you're trying to tell me is that this missile is bigger than normal.
I think so. I think we've got that.
So he's got a big gun, basically.
So I'm going to ask you, should we be worried?
Not immediately, but as an ally of America. Well,
no, I think
I say as an ally. I mean, the way that Trump acts, you would think that maybe he doesn't really have
any
allies.
I don't think he's out for anyone but himself. Not even America. So
he did say that there will be consequences for their very, very bad behaviour, which sort of adds to this sort of cartoon world that we're living in.
Sure, that told.
He also said, "Have you got nothing better to do?"
He said,
like he wakes up in the morning, like he's imagining waking up in the morning going like, oh, right, let's crack on with that. We've got other stuff to do.
It's quite vague. He said, we've got some pretty severe things that we're going to do to them if they do it. But it doesn't mean we're going to do them, is what he said.
He read it.
It's a shame that they're behaving in this way, is what he said. It's a shame.
He probably woke up, read the paper, and was like, this is the last thing I need today. I do want to ask you guys, do we know? This is a bit like, I never really understand what ISIS want or what the terrorist attack is in the UK that have been hit in London, Manchester. I don't get what they want. Right. I don't get what are North Korea trying to do here?
I thought we wouldn't touch on that topic because I have no idea.
Well, North Korea...
It's just world domination, isn't it?
Well, no, North Korea is a Soviet... It's of a Soviet background, isn't it? It's of a communist background. So like when the Soviets took over the north and the Americans took over the south, that created that cultural divide.
Yeah.
And so I don't know all the facts, but presumably, in a section called the facts.
This is a fact. Only bring the facts.
Sorry, but it's worldview, isn't it? It's like a contrasting worldview. It's like the West saying to the East, "Oh no, we're the best ones. We're allowed the weapons, you aren't." And the East going, "Well, how the fuck is that fair?"
Yeah.
Just because we, you know, don't believe in freedom of speech.
Yeah. Or
what's wrong with that?
Or like equal living standards in any way.
Yeah, but who wants that?
But like no one, he can't seriously think he's a contender for best country ever. Mm. Like that, their country's rubbish. Everyone's like living in...
When is that award?
Well, we're
is it just out after the Golden Globes?
We'll be, yeah. You've spoiled Task Force. That is the...
Ricky Gervais is hosting that.
Best country ever. I wonder who'd be in the running for that. I feel like Denmark.
Denmark is good. Denmark is great. They keep themselves.
No, you're confusing them with Switzerland.
No, I'm not, because Switzerland hide a load of Nazi gold. Like they're more like they're not great.
Costa Rica's nice, isn't it? This time of year.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's full of Americans.
It's all right.
And yeah.
Which is fine.
That's fine. We have a number of Americans listen to this show, and we really don't want to lose.
Yeah, I know.
So we don't really know what Kim Jong-un's beef is.
He's got beef with the South, hasn't he?
A big beef. And I think the South are the most worried. Sorry, you were.
That's right. Oh, don't worry about it, mate. Forget about
it. Carry on.
No.
No, go on. You've actually got facts.
It's a concept of which has been running since the Cold War. It's an anagram, and there's plenty of them. Mutually assured destruction.
Mm.
Right. Okay, do you know anything about mutually assured destruction?
I did, yeah. So,
go on, what do you know?
I had to do my a bit of my degree on this, actually.
So that's the threat of nuclear war.
It kind of means that if you're both going to be ultimately properly fucked by it, you can work out a way not to do that.
Yeah.
And so it was at its peak with Kennedy and Khrushchev in the 1964
Cuban Missile Crisis.
Mm. When basically they had the phone, that led to them setting up the direct phone line, basically being like, let's just chill out and talk about this.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, so that doesn't really work when you've got a full-on nutter in the mix.
No, exactly, because we're not all in the same boat. He's just, he's holding the larger than normal, and we're just...
I mean, he's grown up on the belief that he is the best human in the world, and he's like a demigod, isn't he? His dad was like the best golfer in the world, and
there was an escalator to heaven that all the everyone from North Korea is taught that they, when their leaders die, they were carried by angels into the heavens, and that everyone witnessed that.
Right.
So they're not allowed to say anything other than that. That is the given testament.
So that when you have someone when you're told that, and when you told to believe that, even if in your head, in your own mind, you're thinking, this is a crock of shit, and also this isn't true.
I don't feel like a demigod. I don't feel immortal, or like I'm going to be risen up to the heaven in an elevator.
If you're surrounded by people telling you that, then there's an element of you actually maybe becoming to starting to believe it. Mm. So yeah, he's incredibly dangerous.
He's also because he launched a missile at one of his own circle, didn't he? Like it was like one of his senior advisors.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, that they launched a rocket at him to kill him.
At him?
Yeah.
What, like just because he was in a courtyard or something?
I guess a big sort of
not in his house or
no, like an airplane hangar or something, like some sort of big space.
Wow.
Yeah, and he's also had people torn apart by dogs and all that. Like he likes finding new ways to kill people, I think.
Yeah.
So this guy is next level, beyond anything Trump or Putin can come up with.
Putin. Well, on the face of it, I mean, this is the thing. It's this guy is all out. He's all out there going I'm a massive cunt.
He's living out their wildest dreams.
Yeah. And then Trump and I'm not potentially saying this is true, but Trump and Putin, obviously, there's obviously the untoward things happen in government, but there's that level of distance where they can go well, of course not. No, we're reasonable people.
Why haven't Russia or China done much about this? Because usually, they're the leaders of the villain pack. There's, in our heads, at least the West's head, the bad guys are Russia and China, and they need to deal with their little scrappy-doo cousin, North Korea.
I think they're enjoying the instability that it's creating. I think that they're enjoying the shift of power that's happening right now, which is basically Trump's in power, and the USA is the fucking is a laughing stock of the world.
Mm. And UK's joined it. Is a laughing stock of Europe from what everyone's saying. Mm.
So it's a real shift of power. So they just go, let's play it out. Let's see what happens. Because it's unlikely that North Korea would turn their attentions against Putin or China.
No.
So the only people that it would, have any sort of ideological conflict with are the West. Well,
it's because they can only reach Alaska, isn't it?
Well, but it's
all geographical.
Although, here you go, here's another round of gun for you. They've got multiple independently targetable re-entry vehicles, or MIRVs. Do you know what that means?
Mervs?
Yeah. No. You ever heard of a Merv?
No.
It means that the warhead splits into a number of warheads as it lands, so that the anti-missile gun go pew pew pew, and then like take out like ones that aren't even the right missile. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so terrifying.
But you say they can only hit Alaska. Apparently they're on track to be able to hit New York and LA within 2 years. So does that get your attention?
Yeah, now we're talking. Now that's a movie, isn't it?
That's a movie you want to see. That's Independence Day 3.
That's the news. Yeah.
That's the real news. Yeah. So the immediate issue now is that they could pretty much destroy Seoul. Is it Seoul?
Seoul.
they could pretty much destroy the capital of South Korea. Yeah. So that's obviously a reason to not start a full-on fucking nuclear war here, or any kind of war, because whilst they're not like fully nuclear armed, they've got enough long-range artillery to be able to devastate South Korea.
Yeah.
But so you've got 2 years. I know this isn't task force, but I want your rough opinions on what should Trump do.
Oh. Wow.
Part of me's just blitz the fucking thing off the map.
Blitz the thing off the map, and then you kill a load of people.
As you said earlier, what do they want? How can you appease them? If you're going to go down that route, what is it they're after? And that? Just everyone to just bow down to them? Does he want to be king of the world, as you say? Is that what he's after?
He can't be king of the world.
Well, I know. I don't see him wanting to be king of the world.
Is that
I
just a thing?
See
him wanting to grabs?
I see him wanting to have influence over the entirety of Korea.
Right.
Okay.
He wants the South back.
For starters.
Because obviously he's still pretty beefy about the whole splitting of Korea and all that. And
Trump should give him South Korea?
No.
Oh,
yeah.
appeasement. That works. I don't really know, but let's have fun something up.
I like your honesty. Will, what have you got? Come on.
It's like going, what should Trump do? Trump's sitting there going, what should I do?
All the listeners are probably sitting there going, oh, if only this and that.
If only Rory had asked me at home.
So,
hey, I'm going to turn the question around on you, actually, Rory. What do you think that he should do?
What voice is that?
So let's start with what needs to happen.
Yeah.
What needs to happen is he needs to be in a position where he cannot possibly, he's impotent. He can't, impotent.
Okay, blow him off the map. That's it. That's
no, because then you kill there a load you go. Of, you've got to, you, all you've got to do is you've got to cut the head off the snake. And then keep the body of the snake.
Sorry,
I think we need to chop the whole snake up and then scatter the snake everywhere.
No, because
so the snake can never reform.
No, because you've got to take into consideration all of those innocent North Koreans who are going, this guy's a wanker.
Yeah, so, okay, here's a little idea from me then. Assassination.
Okay, but then you make a martyr of him and you get and then someone will take his
place. He's got relations, isn't he? You know, if it was not Kim Jong-un, it would be Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
What about assassinate him, arrange like a military coup with an on-board, like, sort of semi-pro US guy, and we'll be like, look, we will pump your country.
Semi-pro?
What about...
Semi-pro US, not...
What about...
I imagine golfer. Him as, like, a basketball player.
Oh, yeah, I know, yeah, there's a keen golfer who's up for the
Trump should lure him to a golf course.
Well, that's where Trump takes all his mates, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Yeah, take him to the fancy.
Lure him to a golf course and then hit him over the head with a 9-iron.
Bury him under a bunker on hole 12.
Bury him in a bunker.
Get him to say, oh, bring your missiles with you. I want to have a look at them.
Did you see the photos of him? Look how happy he was when he saw the missiles, didn't he? He looked like Miss Potato Head, like, combined with one of those little monkeys that just claps when you wind him up. Did you see how happy he was?
Like
a kid at Christmas.
Their country is bizarre in that they're obsessed with missiles. They've just got missiles, models of missiles everywhere.
No.
That is the TV.
The news coverage on it as well. It's honestly like.
Haven't they got a fake? They've got a fake city which is in sight of South Korea, which essentially you look at and it's like, oh, there's a really happening city over there.
Yeah.
There's no one there.
And it's
utterly
fake.
Mechanised.
And they're all in.
Mechanised? What, is it like Home Alone, where you look through the window?
Yeah.
Like, load of pieces, load of models, just on strings, being pushed around going, oh, get out of here, you filthy animal. I didn't know that.
I forgot about that scene. It's a fantastic scene where he's in the shower, yeah.
Harry!
We got to wrap up. So, what do you think is going to happen next? I'm not saying what you should do.
We're all going to die.
I think in the spirit of the anagrams, basically all lives like screwed. because of a culturally unaware Northern Territory.
What anagram's that? What anagram's that? All lives.
Likely, like, screw balls.
That's terrible. Into a
culturally unaware Northern Territory.
That'd be the worst.
Basically, stay safe, everyone.
I think
get your houses
we're in uncertain times, and uncertain times call for uncertain measures, and by that I don't know what I mean.
I think the best we can hope for is that everyone forgets that the UK exists.
Yeah, maybe someone needs to make him happy. Maybe the best way to reach out to him is say, to... look, we're gonna give you
a hand job.
I don't know. I don't know if it's a hand job that we'll do.
Team hand job.
No, we need to give him long everlasting love.
Who's Ange? We need to get Ange round. Ange job. Right. Will. Right, well, thank you both for helping me with the facts.
No worries, mate.
Yeah, anytime.
Task Force. So, bit of a different, lighter work. It was lighter until bloody everyone ruined it. So I don't know if you heard, but robots are becoming a really, really big thing out there in the world. And it's we're not far off. If we live to see it, based on like the whole nuclear holocaust that might happen, is robots just becoming part of society? So obviously everything's being made robotic. You can now control your lights and your washing machine or whatever from do whatever and the heating of your house, but this is the next level where we will be integrated.
You want to control the heating of your libido.
Exactly.
Ex machina.
So one story that caught my eye this week is that sex robots are going to sort of be
at last.
Silicon Valley has been waiting for this, haven't they?
Yeah.
And so
a load of geeks being like, when can I get laid?
The head of the Foundation for Responsible Robotics has got in touch with me.
Actually. Oh, yeah?
He's emailed me and saying, it's already an absolute mess. So, Rory, we need to get ahead of this. We need to nip this in the bud. Mm. And basically work out the rules for if robots are going to become part of society. What are the basic rules? And I'll tell you the reason. So, sex robots. What's your immediate reaction when you hear sex robots?
Give them what they want. You've all seen the movies. It always goes wrong. You know, we try and fight them, but this ain't a movie. You're going to have to give them
Which movies have you seen?
The Matrix? Yeah.
Okay.
The robots want to take over.
Right,
and
which movies
we managed
have you
to
seen
them
sex-wise?
Have you seen a movie where a robot
just saying,
is really wanting...
If they want a robogasm, give them one. You know?
Yeah. No,
a rob job.
I don't know. It's you open a chasm, don't you? Open a sort of.
Oi,
like,
oi.
Oh, for heaven's sake!
If you oil it first.
Step one: open the chasm.
WD-40.
Yeah.
I think obviously once you like start going down that route, God, I can't just not talk in innuendos.
Yeah.
Once you like, you know.
You gotta give him hands.
Broken the seal. Again, it's not good. Well, anyway, once you've like started doing that,
yeah.
What are you doing?
You've got your hands out in front of you there. What are you doing there?
I'm not doing anything. Okay. I'm trying to explain that basically once one sex robot has been created,
yeah,
then loads of different types of sex robots are going to be created for all sorts of different niches.
Well, that's
and
it.
Obviously, yeah.
Then,
you lead down the path of
and
you
this
know,
is the issue that's
the
like
negative.
Come up on the Guardian is that already there's high demand for child sex robots.
There you go.
In Japan, huge demand.
It's honestly like I just didn't think we'd have to like bring in this rule, but like surely we like it's honestly like society's been waiting to have.
I saw an interview with one of the blokes who's making them, and he's making them out of his mum's garage in Nevada somewhere, and the woman from the Guardian in this video says, aren't you worried that people, you know, this is going to objectify women? And he was like, no, this is protecting women because, you know, men who want to rape and beat, you know, we're going to give them something to rape and beat.
Yeah.
Rather
great.
Than, rather
so
than,
basically, rather than trying to solve the problem.
No, I know.
Like, you know.
Yeah, it's like a dummy.
Trying to get rid of, you know,
if it's batteries
culture,
run out.
Let's just
and you're addicted to, oh, no, to beating this, and this...
Beat him. Yeah, exactly. Then you look for the...
Also, but so was this person also building child sex robots?
No.
So has anyone justified that yet?
No, apart from certain...
I don't think anyone's going to justify that, mate.
Look, the Japanese company called Trotler has been making child lookalike sex dolls for more than a decade. In 2013, according to a report, a Canadian man who ordered one was arrested and charged with possessing child pornography. The case is ongoing. It's not child pornography.
It is.
Is it? All right.
Of course it is.
Yeah, fine then.
Of course it is. Cause
it's what?
Of course it's child pornography.
Yeah. I mean,
it's like the literally the personification of child pornography, isn't it?
Yeah, it's basically saying.
The thing. But again, it's like the argument. You know, would you rather them do it to the robot or to?
I'd just rather wouldn't do it, mate. I'd rather you like look at that problem. went like, why did they do that in the first place? Well, there's clearly something that like has happened to them in their past, so it's clearly like a cultural problem.
Okay.
That like has developed through like nurture.
Let me ask you something a bit more close to home. Would you rather them have sex with a robot dog or your pooch?
I mean, that's off topic.
It's not off topic.
Well, my dog's dead, robots. So I don't...
Well.
Well. That opens up another field. Oh, what if it was a dead dog robot? Would you like him to have sex with that as opposed to your dead dog? Again, neither. Stop having sex with dead dogs.
So how do you stop a man having sex with dead dogs then? If he's going to do it, he's going to do it. Give him
To stop people having these urges, there are places like in this, I think there's like a place where in Germany where paedophiles can go to get therapy because they realise that there's something wrong with them. So they go and they talk to these people about like their issues, and they go like, "Oh, well, let's talk about the reasons why you feel that way."
Yeah.
So, much like with dogs, maybe there'll be a dog, you know, therapist or whatever. But like, you know, there are ways in which
tell us more about you know, your dog, we need your to shift for dogs.
We need to shift the sort.
He always
of,
has to bring it back to his dog somehow.
No, but
I don't know.
We need to shift away from the whole like. Obviously, you know, there needs to be punitive measures, but also we need to like remove the problem at the source.
Let's put it this way: it's going to fill a void in a lot of people's lives, isn't it? Imagine you're a lonely man and you don't feel like you can, you know, find a relationship in a traditional sense.
Yeah.
You know, that's what a lot of these guys are saying in Silicon Valley. Yeah. They're saying, look, we're creating something which is going to nurture certain people into, and people have been damaged from, you know, sexual abuse. This is an easy way to sort of, you know, coerce them back into the world of
coerce.
I don't think we're not having a beef with like the normal adult sex robots, are we?
No, I don't think you can draw a line between them. I feel like the people who are against the sex robots don't want them in any sphere because they can only see it. The negatives outweigh the positives.
But then by that principle, you could say like, oh well, let's ban all sex toys. Let's ban all conventional sex toys.
I feel like we can be the middlemen here. Like we can sort of see some of their points.
Do you feel like it objectifies women?
Yes, but then I feel like a lot of what sex is objectification.
But don't you feel like men have already been objectified in Sibian form? Male sex robots have been around for at least a decade. I mean, just a Black & Decker and a dildo, and you've got.
No, go on.
You must have seen
it. Go on. How does one construct this Black & Decker dildo?
You've seen it.
We've all seen one in my basement.
You've seen Sibian pornography.
What's a Sibian pornography?
It's where you get someone gets like a hand tool, like a power drill.
We've all seen it.
You have. It's a power tool and a dildo combined, and. With the, like maybe a cog and a bit of rope or something, and it
is this on B&Q on the dark web?
No, it's you've seen it.
The Silk Road.
I'm just saying they've been around for a while, and yeah, they don't look like
you go to the back of Homebase and you go like, mate, I want the good shit.
what's the code word? Sibian.
They don't look.
What's
like...
the code word? Put a dildo on a Black & Decker.
I'll be all work, mate.
Meet me in the car park in 10. So, but that's not a robot, Will.
I know, but it is. It's the same thing. Because we've all seen a fleshlight, haven't we? You know?
Yeah.
So is that a sex robot? No.
No, but it's still... Oh, God. I don't know.
Is a Black & Decker dildo a sex robot?
I think obviously it objectifies... Just
like a vibrator isn't... Like, by that logic, a vibrator is a bloody dildo, a robot as well, because it's like got some kind of... Like automated motion in it. Mm. We're talking here a life, a human
blinking.
Yeah, we're talking about face. Literally the objectification. Literally the objectification.
I know, but to some women, that's all their man is, you know. A Black and Decker, isn't it? Does all the DIY.
How many women have you spoken to?
Most of the women we've spoken to, all they want is
Sibian pole.
Just a fucking jackhammer dildo machine. They want a face to look at.
Yeah. Anyway, look, if it blinks, I guess it's got feelings. If it's just, you know...
Wow. The weight of intellect behind that. If it blinks, it's got feelings.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Nah, it's tricky. It's a tricky.
What should be the task force? Like, I guess, let's maybe keep on the sex robot rules. What should be some other rules? I'm gonna say rule number one: no child sex robots.
No child. Okay, no children.
Number two,
no representations of my dead dog. Number two,
okay,
or any dead dog,
or any dead dog.
Actually, no. Maybe just
mainly mine.
No robot sex animals.
Yeah.
No robots. Is that agreed? Are you guys fine with that? Like, is there any animal that you want an exception there?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Because you know someone's going to want a sex monkey.
Yeah, you will. Or just any sex.
Any mammal.
A little sexy antelope or something.
Sex horse.
The horse. Because they always seem to be the butt of the joke, don't they? You always see the horse. It's always the horse, isn't it?
What joke? What, like, knock-knock joke?
I'm just saying, if ever you're going to pretend you haven't seen these sort of things. It's always, it seems to involve a bloody horse, doesn't it? So let's get them out of it.
Where the horse is the butt of the joke.
Yeah, maybe you could do something with a rocking horse or something. I don't know.
I don't think the horse is the butt of the joke.
Surely it's the poor woman.
Yeah. Oh, no, but the horsey doesn't want to do it. It's okay. Like the matador and the bull, isn't
that's
it?
An everyone loses the trick. Anyway, I'm going to... I don't know, pull rank here and say no animals.
Yeah, okay.
No dead animals, but we're not having any animals. You can get them on the black web. Will, what do you want to say?
I was saying, I think that there should be the same sex robots available for men and women. I think whatever they create for them, for women...
Absolutely.
Men, it has to be across the board, you know,
pragmatic here.
Exactly.
Like, we're going to end up producing...
If we're going to objectify women, we have to objectify men too.
The lady robots, probably because of demand, but yeah, we're ready to make whatever robot people want. Now, can you make your own, like, bespoke?
Yes, I saw this.
Are you allowed to fuck yourself? Are you allowed to get a robot made of yourself?
I don't know, are you?
No, as in, like, we're making the rules.
Oh yeah, of course, because if it's bespoke, you definitely can.
Only if you're an identical twin, perhaps.
I reckon you should have to fill out a questionnaire.
Yeah, because I think you could end up pretty mental if you started having a robot sex relationship with a robot version of yourself.
Or if you started making it go to work for you.
Roboroy.
Yeah.
horny robot.
But I don't know, we're miles away from all this. Have you seen them? They're so unlifelike. I mean, they're just dolls with a few moving parts. It's really, really crude.
But
it's like Beta. It's like clunky, shite.
It's
hardware.
It's not unrealistic to think that will develop extremely quickly, though, over the next, you know, couple of decades. If you look at, you know, how quickly we've come on with
everything else.
There is a plan for an erotic cyborg in Paddington. Have you heard about this?
What's going to happen there?
A cafe run by erotic cyborgs in Paddington.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a sort of strip club type thing?
Yeah, sex. Cyborg sex cafe.
So why we haven't got a human one of those? So why do we?
Whereabouts in Paddington is that?
Just past the station, because that's the only place anyone knows.
Turn left at the Bear.
Why don't we already have, like, if there is a demand for that? Why don't we already have erotic human cafes?
I think we do have erotic human.
You might not be able to get, like, smashed
avocado.
Maybe not
cafes, but
this sounds like a sort of like a daytime thing.
Yeah, it does sound like that, doesn't it?
Like,
it does sound like that.
Yeah, you can get a bit of eggs.
I don't know. Maybe we're becoming more sexually liberal in, you know.
People have just put, we'll launch it in 2020. By then, everyone will be open to
maybe
it.
Maybe then, everyone will be having sex in the streets.
I don't think people should be able to take their sex robots out in public. That should be a rule.
Oh, is that a rule?
Yeah.
Really?
Why? Why?
Well, this is
because I was going to ask you.
It's
a bit too normal, isn't it?
Well, say I buy my sex robot.
It'll be like Westworld before you know it. It should happen, but behind closed doors or in a basement. It should only be allowed to happen in a basement.
Okay, let me give you a hypothetical situation. Sorry. Yeah. Imagine that AI becomes so intelligent that it, like, almost perfectly, like, represents a human. then would you say that robot is allowed to?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That is my cutoff point. Exactly. Thank you.
So
at last. Yeah.
But say I borrow my sex robot and it's gone really well. Like the dating bit's been great, and then yeah, really we're really getting on, and I feel there's a connection. Would you will be against me marrying?
There is a bloke who says he's already married to a sex robot.
He says he is.
No, he says he's. He says we're essentially married. I mean, we both have matching bands on our fingers, so like, it's as close to marriage as you.
Does she get bought into it?
She doesn't look like she's as fussed as he is because she can't talk. She's actually just a doll at the minute. But they are technically married. But then someone married the Eiffel Tower, didn't they? So you know, people are going to do it whether you let them or not.
Did they?
Yeah.
Was that allowed?
Yeah. No, I don't know if it's allowed. But you not heard that?
Fucking massive.
You two live under rocks, didn't you?
Yeah.
People marrying bricks and car exhaust pipes and things. I've heard about that. Yeah.
I think they may be playing away from the Eiffel Tower.
No, I've heard about people marrying inanimate objects, but not Eiffel Tower. I didn't realise that would.
So any other rules you want to throw in before we sort of get back to the responsible robotics community?
I can't think of any. I think we've covered all the bad ones.
Only 18 plus.
18 plus. Must be fit.
The robot needs to be 18, or do you need to be 18?
Yeah, maybe all robots need to be moulded on actual people to guarantee that they're of a certain age.
Are you volunteering?
Yeah.
You can order the will.
The will doll. It'd be cute.
Wilbot, that's quite good.
For when you're away, you could give it to Suze.
Yeah.
And then she'd put you in the cupboard.
probably make less mess. be a bit more quiet. She'd probably like it.
Do you want to get him on the podcast next time?
Well, the robot, yeah. It's probably more predictable.
Oh,
Wilbot. But, anyway, thank you both. I imagine, are you both going to be buying one?
Absolutely pre-ordered already. Yeah.
When they hit the shops.
It's been really interesting having this.
I'm going to get one of myself and then I'm going to fuck myself.
Everyone's googling the word Sibian now.
Yeah, I hope the guys from the society appreciate us having this long, hard mass debate over the sex robot.
He went there.
Quiz?
Quiz. So, the quiz. You guys, do you remember who won last time?
Will. I think Will's won twice.
Okay, so, let's see. I've got to have the answers ready here, because I've just written...
How does it work again? Just say it out loud or
so
say
So, I say a question. If you know the answer, say your name, and then I'll go to you. So, question number one. Jacob Rees-Mogg, are you familiar with him?
Yes.
Has had his sixth baby. He's a very popular MP, Will. He's very, like... got a big Instagram presence.
Yes.
Lots of memes made about him. He's very posh. What was the baby called?
Oh God, it'd be something ridiculous.
Give me any of the names.
Can you give us a clue?
It's related to it being the sixth baby.
Oh.
Oh right. Okay. So is it Latin? Is it some sort of Latin? Because he's.
Are you familiar with the Latin?
Is it sex? Set. Well, it'd be something beginning with S, won't it? I assume seven. Six, sorry.
P. P, something with a P.
Can I take some guesses?
Molly.
Molly. No.
Sally.
Sally.
No.
It is actually Sixtus.
Sixtus!
Sixtus. So the full name is Sixtus Dominic Boniface Christopher.
So is Sixtus, is that Latin?
A load of popes were named Sixtus back in the day.
So you get half a point for that.
Half a point for saying that.
Okay.
Why am I giving away points?
Okay. I don't know, just give me half a point.
Half a point.
Thanks, mate.
Question number two. Jeremy Corbyn has got involved in the big Love Island phenomenon going on and has backed one of the contestants. He's told people you should vote for XXX or dot dot dot. Who is Corbyn throwing his weight behind?
Is it the Calvin Klein model? I don't know his name.
That's what he said. It was just the Calvin Klein model.
He said that right after.
More equality!
Vote for the Calvin Klein model.
For the many ones of you.
And get that guy in the CK Briefs. Vote him.
I mean, do either of you know any of the contestants on Love Island?
I admit, it was on for 10 minutes the other night.
Yeah, do you remember?
And then another 50.
I just wanted to see what the hype was about.
Do you
basically just a load of snags.
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon it's. I don't know any of their names. Okay. Maybe there's a guy called like Timber or something.
Timber, unknown after the Pitbull song.
Jim Spence.
It was not Jim Spence.
Bill Mann.
It was not Timber. It was Marcel. Who? You know, Marcel is notable because he used to be in Blazing Squad. So,
oh! I thought it wasn't Celebrity Love Island this year. Oh, wait, that makes sense.
It's really not. There's a little video on the internet of Jeremy Corbyn sort of being asked who you support in Love Island, and he does say, I'm not really watching it, but everyone should vote for Marcel because he needs a little TLC, if you know what I mean. And...
Who's Theresa May back in?
She's probably back. Herself. Okay. She'd be voted off. Okay, so 999, the phone number. Are you familiar with that?
Yes.
Have you ever called it?
Yeah.
Yep. Once Robbie had an asthma attack when we were up in Cheshire.
Yeah.
Oh dear, were you alright though?
Yeah.
They said, is this an emergency? I said, well, he's coughing and spluttering. They said, sounds like a non-emergency. Call 111.
Yeah. No.
He can't breathe.
Yeah. Anyway, go.
So 999, it had a big birthday this week. How old is it?
Yes, I know this. It was first. Started in 1937, was it?
Just work it out.
80 years old.
I've been 81st!
Robbie. You should have said the year!
You idiot. Robbie,
get half a point.
No. I'll give Will half a point because he did all the working out.
Whole
point for Robbie because he did say 80. It's the oldest phone number, emergency service, all that ever.
Yeah, excellent.
Question number four. So there's this app called Threesummer, where it like basically hooks you up with other people that want to have a threesome.
Like Thrinder.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Not something to do with. I was innocently thinking.
Summer.
Let's have a lovely summer times three. So it's basically a threesummer. Did a little survey to find out which state in the US is having the most threesomes.
Oh yeah.
Which state in the US do you think is having
Wisconsin.
The most?
Wisconsin.
You think Wisconsin?
Louisiana.
Not Love Actually, the movie where he has the foursome.
Louisiana.
No, I'll get you.
Texas.
California.
No, that was number two.
North Dakota.
Louisiana.
Maine.
No, it was New York.
New York.
And then question number five. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago on the podcast. I'm sure you listened, Robbie.
Yeah.
About Jay-Z and Beyonce's baby names. What are the twins called?
Twoster? Onester?
Not Sixtus or Sixty or
one's called Ying, one's called Yang.
No.
Bill and Ben. Are they female or are they not female?
Well, I think there's a girl and a boy.
Ooh. Scatter.
Oh god. I don't know.
Are they like funky or are they traditional?
I think it's kind of if you don't know it, you don't know it.
Oh, but blue, something blue.
Well, that's what the first baby
red and
called.
Blue.
No, it's called like Blue May or something. May Blue or something.
Well, there's Blue Ivy.
Blue Ivy, there you go.
That's the first one.
Oh, right. So you got half point.
Points. Because I'm asking you about the newborn.
Have they had kids before?
Yeah, they had Blue Ivy about 5 years ago. You're not going to get it. It's Rumi and Sir.
What is it?
Rumi, R-U-M-I.
Rumi?
And Sir, like Sir Carter. Already very familiar with the Queen, clearly. Sir
very
Carter.
Formal.
So that is the quiz. I believe Robbie wins with 1.5 points.
Amazing.
What a landslide.
Another high scoring round.
That was great.
High scoring round. Well, thank you both for joining me on This Might Be The News. I hope you've enjoyed yourselves.
Absolute pleasure.
And thank you, listeners, for putting up with another sort of 45 minutes of
utter drivel.
Yeah, pure dross. Thanks, guys.
Bye. See ya.